Hello and welcome to Plus One, the voice of the Apache Software Foundation. My name is Rich Bowen, and today I'm joined by Christopher Dutz. Last week, the foundation seated a new board of directors, Kanchana Welagedera, Jim Jagielski, and Rich Bowen, myself, left the board. And we have three new members of the board, Chris Schultz, Emmanuel Leschani, and Chris Dutz. And I'm hoping to interview all three of them. I have an interview scheduled with Emmanuel later today. Here's Chris. So this is your second term on the board, your third term. You served 2022, 2023, and then you took a year off. So welcome back.
Yeah, thanks.
After taking a year off and getting some perspective on things, what do you feel that you can bring to the board based on your past experience and your time away and reflecting on how things went?
I think the reason for taking a break was definitely that I was seeing that was getting more and more difficult to sort of like invest the time that I thought a director should invest to sort of like execute proper oversight alongside a job, especially if you're working for a company that's not in your time zone. It tends to mess up things pretty badly. At that time, I felt like I was really starting to burn up. A lot of things have changed, so I just stopped working for other people. I just started my own business, and I get along with a new boss quite well. I was seeing that sort of like the ASF is sort of like, yeah, I like to call it sort of like the MS Apache. It's sort of like, for me, like a big cruise ship with loads of people on it. Well, it's sort of like also not too easy to steer such a huge ship. And I was seeing sort of like us heading towards, let's say, new challenges, especially with the upcoming CRA that already sort of like consumed a lot of my time when I was serving my last term. Things have calmed down quite a lot with that. But there's a huge, I'd say, tsunami coming towards the Apache Software Foundation with everything related to AI. I'm seeing a lot of opportunities there, but also a lot of challenges. Now it's sort of like having freed my time again to be able to sort of like significantly participate. Yeah, these are things I would like to sort of like help with. Sort of like how can we prepare for this new era coming towards us? Working for companies in non-English speaking areas. So I was working for Timeco for I think 1.5 years. And I gained a lot of insights on how, let's say, these Asian communities operate internally, because I had interesting insights being on one of the companies. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot of things that I think the Apache Software Foundation could learn from. Currently being focused completely on English email communication, I'm not convinced that that's sort of like the way to go for the future. I would like to enable everybody to participate in any project in any language he actually prefers. And that's one of the, let's say, the topics I really want to participate in.
It seems like every conversation that I've had in the last few months eventually turns to AI. What's your perspective on how AI is going to affect open source in general and the Apache Software Foundation in particular?
Let's take a step back and just say AI and software engineering in practice. I've been using a lot of AI over the last year. I'd really say I've now, so like I'm doing, let's say, 80% of my work based on AI.
Okay.
But I did notice one thing that sort of like, it's good to be a senior software developer, because AI tends to do things in a way it thinks is appropriate, but with, let's say, expert knowledge on the topic. I sometimes see if you're not too deep into the topic, this makes sense, but actually it's a complete nightmare to do it that way. So I'm expecting a lot more pull requests coming our way, and it's going to be harder and harder to spot which ones are really good mm-hmm. and which ones add significant danger. I think that's going to be a problem. I think we already have several projects that are struggling with AI-generated pull requests, which is just a huge load. AI is a big opportunity, but it's also a big danger if it's not done right.
So now you've actually been around the Apache Software Foundation for, 10, 12 years?
Yeah, 10, 12 years as a committer, but I've been sort of like involved with Apache. I think my first email was from 1999.
Okay.
On the Apache Cocoon mailing list and Tomcat.
Yeah. What do you think is the biggest change at the foundation during that time? The most significant change that you've observed at the foundation during that time?
I feel like we in open source, we're generally facing a bit of a problem there are a few people joining in, younger people that are joining in. It seems like contributing to open source is a thing that sort of like seems to be something the old guys do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit worried about that. To me, it feels a bit like people have become more comfortable with just using things and having opinions about things, but not actually helping them get better. That's, I think, the most fundamental change. I think, yeah.
What would you say is your number one priority in your board term that you'd like to see the board accomplish?
I would like to see the ASF steer away from this dogma of if it didn't happen on the list, it didn't happen, towards more if it didn't have happen on any well-archived and searchable knowledge base, mm-hmm. of the Apache Software Foundation, it didn't happen. For me, I would really love to have us settle around a system that we maintain ourselves, based maybe on the technology we even produce. I mean, we've got all the tools ourselves, and that email is one option, but maybe integrate it with WeChat, integrate it with Slack, integrate it with whatever new tool is coming up this year, to be able to choose the language in which I want to participate, because I think that is the biggest. So right now at Apache, I'm really seeing a huge split between the Asian communities,
yeah.
and the rest of the world. I've had contact with loads of people who say, well, I don't feel comfortable writing in English,
mm-hmm.
because that's just not my language. While I was working at Timeco, we had this chat tool, I think Feishu or Lark. I'd never quite understood when it's called what. But the cool thing was I could sort of like join in any chat and just select, please translate everything I'm writing to, simplified, yes. Chinese, and please let me read everything in English. And I was even able to sort of like write blog articles together with a colleague who didn't understand a word of English, and I don't understand a single word of Chinese, but we were able to work together by some tooling. And now we have, with AI and let's say just translation, I wouldn't really call it AI, but we've got these AI like tools with which it would be simple to sort of like make it possible to do that on a larger scale. And that would be the one thing I would say I would really like to help with.
Well, good luck on your term on the board. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more from you over the year.